This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is part of our episode, Heat Wave. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Hot, dry weather often fuels increased wildfires in the western U.S., and researchers are finding that big fires can change the weather around them. And those meteorological changes, horizontal winds, water vapor, and updrafts, they make it tricky to know where fires are going next. Eilish O'Neill reports from Washington State.
Western Washington, where Seattle is known for rain, but in the east, near Spokane, it's a desert. The air smells of dust and pine trees, and when you walk across bare ground, each step sets off little clouds. The drainage ditches are dry and cracked. Ideal conditions for wildfires, which are common here. So, last summer, when a fire broke out on the Spokane Reservation where Danny and Noreen Wynn live, they weren't worried. They spent the early part of the evening watching flames on the unpopulated side of the reservation, confident that the fire couldn't cross the river to where they live. The river had always protected them before. But that Sunday, the fire jumped.
Somebody came up and said we had to get out of here. So I ran into the house and grabbed my great-grandchild and ran out to the pickup and jumped in the pickup.
Noreen and Danny's great-granddaughter, Dancer, lives with them. Noreen and Dancer, who's a toddler, left. Danny stayed.
And I was standing out here with a shovel and a garden hose like, you know, Smokey the Bear. And Blaine Keeper, one of our firefighters, he come right up the driveway and he looked at me. He said, "Dan, you ain't gonna stop nothing with that." So I thought, yeah, you're right, it's coming pretty hard.
So Danny led his horses out and took off to join Noreen and Dancer. They spent the night in their pickups, a safe distance from the fire. Fire researchers are working to predict where wildfires are going to go next. They want to protect emergency workers and to know when it's time to tell people to evacuate and leave home. It turns out that's really difficult. Craig Clements is at San Jose State University. He says the trickiest part of predicting where fires are headed is that wildfires can actually make their own weather. Well, some people call it weather. Other researchers call it fire-atmosphere interactions. Whatever you call it, here's how it works. Fires change wind direction through fire plumes. That's the hot air shooting up from a fire. That hot air
can create like a low pressure around the fire front. And in response to that, what we call fire-induced winds can blow in from different directions.
Craig Clements and his colleagues now have fire-resistant equipment that they attach to planes that fly through fire plumes. So now they can get information about where air is moving and how fast it's going. They're hoping that plugging data into computer models will help improve those models for predicting future fires. Raging wildfires can also generate enormous amounts of smoke that drift downwind, and then...
Because the smoke is so dense, it blocks the sunlight. And so when that happens, you can actually get cooler air forming at the surface, and that cooler air wants to flow in different directions than otherwise would be on a sunny day.
That's another kind of mini weather system caused by fire. Wildfires can also create clouds. Burning plants release water vapor, and at the same time, fire plumes can pull vapor from the air. All that can condense into clouds, which can rain. Other times, the clouds can start to rotate, creating spinning winds that carry burning branches or even whole trees far from the fire, even across a river. Last year, on the Spokane Reservation, the spot where the fire leapt the river isn't too much wider than a two-lane street, but that's still a lot of water for a fire to cross. No one's sure exactly how that happened, but it may have had to do with fire-induced wind.
Wind kept changing, you know, shifting back and forth, and the fire goes with the wind.
The morning after the fire, Danny and Noreen went back to their land to look for their horses and take inventory. The horses were there waiting for them, but that was about all that was left.
We lost everything but the clothes we had on and our two pickups. We lost three cars, a tractor, our house. I just had new curtains put in my living room and just everything burnt to a crisp.
What are you most sad about losing?
My pictures.
I don't even like to talk about it. I'm the oldest daughter and I got all the Indian pictures of my great-grandparents and stuff. And they all burned up.
I see Mikey. He's coming to us. I see him.
You see Mikey?
Danny and Dancer, she's 2.5 now, took me to see where their house used to be. Danny says the Spokane tribe will start laying a foundation on their new house soon.
You spend your life building a home. Fire just slows you down, just makes you more work for you. You gotta keep building. That's the way I look at it.
I'm rebuilding my collection here.
I can crush
so
on the
this was at a family get together in April.
Noreen's busy rebuilding her family photo collection, getting copies from her daughter, and taking new pictures. This time, she's keeping her memories in a heart-shaped chocolate tin.
The story was reported by Eilish O'Neill.
Okay, let's put them back so they don't get ruined, okay? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you're so sweet sometimes.